The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Beis Abchira, says that there's a mitzvah to build a base of mikdash. Mitzvahs ase lasos bayis lashem, muchon lios makrivim bo hakabonus, v'chogin elav sholos pomim bashana, shenema v'osuli mikdash. So the Rambam says that the mitzvah to build a base of mikdash is derived from the pasuk here in Truma, v'osuli mikdash. Just parenthetically, the Rav pointed out, and the Rav says, v'chogin elav sholosh pomim bashana, shenema v'osuli mikdash. You see from the Rambam that the Rambam thinks that the mitzvah of Rias Ponim and Chagiga applied already in the Midbar. V'chogin elav sholosh pomim bashana, that's part of the definition of osuli mikdash. And in the Ramban in Chumash is mesupik about that, whether that halacha applies to applied in the Midbar. However, the Rambam, if we look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam says, Sholosh mitzvahs nitztav Yisrael b'shas knisos l'aretz, Klai Yisrael became obligated in three mitzvahs upon entering the land, limnos lehem melech, to appoint a king, shenema som tosim alech melech, ulahachu zara shel amolek, to destroy Amalek, shenema timcha zech Amalek, v'livnos beis abchira, shenema l'shichno tidrashu uvasa shama. So the Rambam says the mitzvah of building a beis abchira is derived from the pasuk in Re'eh, l'shichno tidrashu uvasa shama. But why does Rambam need a different pasuk? He already said that the pasuk in Truma for osuli mikdash is the obligation to build a beis amikdash. So the Rav explained that there are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is to build the Beis HaMikdash. And that was the Mishkan. That was the first time Vasali Mikdash refers to the Mishkan. But there's a separate mitzvah that they became obligated upon entering the land. One of the three mitzvahs. One was to appoint a king, to destroy a Molech, and to build, the Ram says, V'livnas Beis HaBchira, Shenema L'shichno Tidrasha Uvasa Shama. The mitzvah is not just to build a Beis HaMikdash. There's a special mitzvah to build the Beis HaBchira in Yerushalayim. And in the halacha of Mikdash applied before with Hakrovas Karbonos. We had in the Midbar, we had it in Gilgal, in Nov, and also in Shiloh. But those were halacha of Osuli Mikdash. But there's a special to build the chosen house, Beis HaBchira. And Bchira implies that it's chosen forever. The Kedushas Mikdash, as the Ram Paskins, is Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavo. It's eternal, as opposed to all the other places where there was a Kedushas Mikdash. And that mitzvah, we only became obligated in that to ultimately build the Beis HaBchira upon entering the land. And that's why the Ram has a special mitzvah, Livnos Beis HaBchira, and that's derived from the pasuk, not of Osuli Mikdash, because this is beyond just building a base of Mikdash, but building the base of Chira, Shinema L'Shichno Tidrusha Uvasa Shama. And once the base of Chira was built in Yerushalayim, so the Avoda and Hakrova could only be done in that place forever. And all other places became Osa. The Bumbus became Osa to be Makriv outside the Mikdash, that's in Issa Koris, Shrutei Chutz. And that's a separate pasuk. That's derived from the pasuk of L'shichno Tidrashu Uvasa Shama.